1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, secedes from the Union. 25th of January, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for Run News. Washington, D.C. With the stroke of a pen, President George W. Bush signed an executive order by which 1600 Pennsylvania is no longer part of the United States. We've seceded, First Lady Laura Bush confirmed rumors that the nation's capital is no longer the nation's capital. The president, his family, his cabinet, and his advisors have taken to the mattresses, Press Secretary Tony Snow told reporters, using a term made famous by mafia gangs' use of mattresses to protect safe houses from the reprisal of gunfire of rival mobs. They'd sleep on the mattresses at night and use them to fortify the windows and doors by day. The Secret Service has assigned agents to strategic defensive points in and around the White House. The lead agent told a news reporter, Lotta Lies, quote, no one gets in and no one gets out, unquote. In addition, Marine Corps forces are on the march from their barracks at 8th and I Streets, S.E., and are expected to arrive within the hour to bolster the President's guard. Quote, we also have helicopter gunships on standby at Andrews Air Force Base, unquote, Vice President Dick Cheney announced as he made his way through the Rose Garden, flanked by heavily armed soldiers. Quote, trespassers will be shot on sight, unquote, he warned. The President has given no explanation for the extreme measure of ordering the secession of the executive mansion from the Union, leaving congressional leaders to figure out for themselves what concerns may have motivated the President's actions. Senator John McCain suggested, quote, maybe we've been a little too hard on the President lately, although with the troop increases and the escalation of his war in Iraq, it's hard to see how, unquote. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi theorized, quote, he's an imbecile, unquote. She has vowed to call out the National Guard or somebody to take back the White House, which she says, quote, belongs to me and the rest of the American people. Bush is just a tenant who's about to be evicted, unquote. Prime Minister Tony Blair, who's staying across the street from the White House at Blair House, says he has been unable to reach the president, but wants to extend the assistance of the United Kingdom in support of the president's decision. Quote, the full resources of our nation are at the disposal of George W. Bush. We will help him to put down any armed insurrection, whether such rebellion is related to the secession of the White House or not. We are anxious to repay you Yanks for the affront to His Majesty King George's dignity back in 1781, and we look forward to colonizing your country again, unquote. France's President Jacques Chirac, to the contrary, vowed to aid and abet all enemies of the arrogant cowboy George W. Bush. His words. Meanwhile, in a televised address to the American people, the embattled President Bush has vowed, quote, not to cut and run. We can and will win, both here at 1600 Pennsylvania and there in Iraq. This has been Reverend Simulator for Run News. Thank you for suffering.